Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Part of the fun of sports, I would argue with you that it's most of the fun of sports, is not wrapped up in, oh, your bet cashed, that's cool. Is not wrapped up in, ooh, I'm checking out to see what my favorite player's war is. Is not wrapped up in necessarily reading copious articles or consuming any other sort of things written or said about your team, although that's very important. I say things about teams a lot, and I want you to consume them. The most, perhaps, fundamental part of enjoying sports, of enjoying an individual athlete, is actually watching them do their thing, which might seem like a ridiculously obvious assertion and obvious observation to make to start today's PM team. But that is where I want to start today's PM team. Reminding everybody why we all do this. Why we all lift them weights. Why Donnie's sitting there and I am sitting here and you are sitting wherever watching or listening or both to this show. Because at core, we like to watch people, if we're lucky enough to do so, who are really good at what they do sports-wise, do that thing. Most of the fun of having a great player on your team boils down to watching that great player perform great feats. Simple, obvious conclusion. And yet I do think what we got last night from Paul Skeens, yet another reminder that he is that dude in baseball, hasn't been as easy to enjoy as it should be. Hell, I'm not even sure it's been as easy to acknowledge or remember to enjoy as it should be. It's where we start today on the PM team, 412-928-9370, which is the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Pony, a surprise absence today. Well, surprising maybe to you if I was saying at the end of yesterday's show that he was going to be back on and he's not on today. Pony, though, Donnie, falling victim to something that you will soon fall victim to. His in-laws, I think, took ill on their trip. They would have been watching Little Stella today. And guess who was left as the last line of childcare? Andrew T. Filipponi himself. So he's got a daddy daycare day. He should be back ready to roll tomorrow, which coincidentally is the start of Steelers training camp, which is a day I think he would have to have an amputation scheduled to miss. But we start today with Paul Skeens, and we start today with perhaps the obvious. It would be like a weatherman saying, hey, check this out. The sun is shining. It's the ball of gas in the sky, in the universe, that gives us life on this planet. Check out that sun, man. Isn't that something? I will admit this much to start today's show. I probably have not sat back and actually enjoyed how good Paul Skeens actually is. Probably not done a good enough job of making his games in my house appointment viewing, where I try to get other things done, try to get the kids playing something or settled into something where I can, not in peace, but just with some focus, watch him ply his trade. I haven't made it a point where, in real time, not going back and watching it on DVR, I've had my rear end parked in front of the TV when 30 is on the mound. And I think I came to that conclusion last night. We were sitting on the deck, my wife and I, our neighbors, a couple of our neighbors were over, a couple of kids in the neighborhood were playing with my kids. So it was one of those nice, good weather, settled in evenings where you're hanging out. And I noticed, I had the conscious thought of, wow, Paul Skeens is on sort of as background. I made sure I had the game on, but was I paying super close attention to it? I would look up, I'd crane my neck over, I'd peek at the TV. Oh, wow, he's still shutting them out. Tigers are awesome. 20 games over 500. They're great. They're the best team in baseball by record. That offense is really good. Scooble's awesome. I kept looking over. He kept making guys miss. Guys couldn't really do anything with him. The Tigers got, I think, very little in the way of what I would call serious opportunities, especially as the game wore on. And I just realized that he does this almost all the time. We talk about it almost all the time. And yet I felt like I was sitting there having almost missed it. Paul Skeens has gone now through 44 career starts, I believe it is. Of those 44 starts, it should be 44 of 44 feel like required viewing. How often do you get to say you watched one? It looks like one of the best to ever do it already. Ply his trade wearing your favorite team's uniform. Should make it an appointment. Problem for me, and I'm wondering, and this is where I want to really start today's show, I'm wondering if it's the same kind of problem for you to any degree. And I get it. I get paid to watch this stuff, so I'm always going to watch it. But sometimes it's with a level of detachment. Sometimes it's with a level of I'm paying 80% attention to this because I know I don't have to pay 100% attention, and I can always go back and watch something again if I need to because modern technology is great. I am wondering, though. I am. If you've come to the same sort of existential conclusion that I have about Paul Skeens, watching him do what he did again yesterday, against the backdrop of all the other Pirates combos that we are having, have you caught yourself going, wait a minute, I should stop and smell the roses more. I should actually try to force myself into enjoying his games in a vacuum more because I'm not doing it enough right now.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Has it been tougher than it should be for you to actually appreciate, to enjoy, to do the thing that you are supposed to do as a sports fan, which is enjoy watching your team in some way, shape, or form for some reason? Like, we all have favorite players. We all have random players on our favorite teams that might not be the best player, but that we have a soft spot for watching. Hey, I like the way that guy plays. I like what he does out there. If it's basketball, he's a glue guy. If it's hockey, he's a stay-at-home defenseman who always makes the right play, and so on. If it's a baseball player, it's somebody who's always positioned in the right place at the right time, whatever. Hell, you could even love defense at third base and say, Ke'Bryan Hayes might not be able to hit, but I love watching him field his position. Fields a bunt from Austin Meadows and just makes it look routine last night, for example. Have you found yourself, I wonder, in the same situation that I have? Last night, having this like sledgehammer realization that, I'm not really enjoying what is going to be a very limited, how many starts is he going to make as a Pirate, if you're lucky, watching him? Say four more seasons after this, three more seasons. Maybe 150 starts as a Pirate. Am I appreciating what I'm getting to see every fifth day out of this dude enough? 412-928-9370. We were blessed because we still have this guy doing his thing for the Penguins and still doing it better than just about anybody. The Penguins are in their worst run as a team of Sidney Crosby's career. You got one crummy year to start with for the team, and then it was basically uninterrupted greatness. They were challenging for or winning a Stanley Cup for how many years straight? From 07 to 08 all the way through 20, I don't know, what would you call it realistically? 2021, you could cheat yourself into thinking that they had a shot at it. But certainly for a solid decade, they either won a cup in 3 years or they were challenging for a cup in other years. It was easy to appreciate how great he was because the team was great. You didn't have any conflicting feelings about the situation. I had plenty of conflicting feelings. Let me tell you what happened last night. I had intrusive thoughts pop in about baseball when I was watching Paul Skeens deal. You'd see him miss a bat. You'd see that four-seamer look as lively as it did. You'd see him make it look as easy as he ultimately did. And the one I had last night was, this: the conscious was, wow, look at what he's capable of. look at what Paul Skeens doing to this team. Look at what he's doing to this lineup. Look how bad he's making them look. The intrusive little whisper was, how are they not building a better team around him? The little devil on my shoulder kept butting into the conversation, the internal monologue, and going, how is it still this bad aside? And it was hard for me, and I don't know if I'm on an island here. That is why I am kind of putting myself out there this way. It's hard for me to sit there and feel like I'm enjoying it as much as I should. We do this, get into this job, you're lucky enough to have the job because you're a fan of the team and you're a fan of sports first and foremost. If you're listening to this show, if you're watching this show, if you're commenting on this show, it's because you're a fan first and foremost. Being a fan is about being happy and rooting for things, even if it's not your team, rooting for players. I do wonder what that experience is like when it comes to Paul Skeens and how conflicted you feel, if at all, as a Pirates fan. 412-928-9370. Also, hit us up on Twitter at 937thefan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Don, how did you feel about this one? We've got an existential Malzi to start with today's show. Maybe inspired by Scottie Scheffler last weekend. Or I think Ken Carman likes to claim that when he does stuff like this, he's being deep thinker Ken. So I've brought deep thinker existential Malzi to the airwaves today.
It feels like we are having this conversation every time he does something cool, which is what sucks. Of, okay, how long do we have this guy? Oh, only a couple of more years if we're lucky. Oh, there might be a lockout in 2027. Some people think that next year will be the final full season with him. Like, it's a double-edged sword every time we have a Paul Skeens conversation. But you have to...
You're right, by the way, as a very quick starter here, you're right that it only happens when he has another great outing. It feels even worse when they win. When they blow it, like the ready-made conversation is, if he gives them 7 shutout and they end up with a no decision or a loss, then you come in and you foam at the mouth. In this case, it was like, no, they won. They actually handled their business, finished the game, and I felt this kind of weird way.
I just think with him, it's like, okay, there's nothing that can ultimately prevent the inevitable down the road. But let's worry about that when we get to it. I think, owe it to really ourselves as Pirates fans who put ourselves through a lot of misery over the last 3 decades and then some. When you have an opportunity to watch this guy do better than pretty much anybody else in the sport, we have to enjoy it for what it is. Like, because at least for a little while, he's going to be a Pirates pitcher. And I think every single time that he's on the mound for them, we have to enjoy that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.